Saving seed has been the cornerstone of agriculture since the early hunter-gatherers began to settle down. But it's relatively new for the West County Seed Bank, which is now a little more than 2 years old. But even in that short time, says co-founder Sarah McCammett, they've branched out in several directions.
Original vision was to create a repository of locally grown seeds that came from a network of seed savers that would then be available to local gardeners and would really create a more resilient local food system. And it's grown to be more than that. It's now an educational center where we teach both seed saving and basic gardening skills. We now care for a community seed garden, so we grow as a group a lot of seeds that are also available. And then it includes this repository of locally grown seeds that are available for people if they come by.
The term seed bank evokes deep storage chambers where rare varieties are hoarded and protected. But McCammett says that's not what the West County Seed Bank is about. For them, a lending library is a closer model.
The idea is to be a living seed bank and that it's about growing the seed out. So we're not trying to keep the seed going for years and years and years, and it's not under a very controlled environment. But we're trying to get people to come and get the seed and take it back to their garden and grow it out and bring seed back. And so that it's a really living organism where there's seed coming and going all the time. And it's being grown out and being adapted to our region and to the changes in climate as we go versus kind of hiding it away forever.
After getting started at Salmon Creek School near Occidental, the seed bank found a partner in St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Sebastopol. That's now home to both the seed library and a community garden, where a dedicated corps of volunteers experiments with suggested varieties to see how they fare in this area. McCammett explains they're trying to grow something new each season.
This year we're going to try this beautiful green corn, which is a dry corn that someone in the area has been growing for a while and says it's one of the best short season corns they've found. We have a real interesting varieties of dry beans again. And we're looking at just what we call the calorie crops, crops that really just give us a lot of nutrition for the amount of work you get. We're doing some beets and carrots, also looking at some kales that are really great for nutritional value and feed us all year round.
Unlike most gardens, this quarter-acre plot is not about creating a bountiful harvest. Instead, most of the crops are allowed to go to seed so that those seeds can be collected, preserved, and shared. Right now, McCammett says they have more than 100 varieties on hand.
We have a lot of vegetables, but we also have some herbs and flowers. This last year in the community seed garden, we really prioritized plants of interest in terms of ones that are either endangered, so you can't find them commercially very easily, or plants that grow really well in this climate.
On the fourth Saturday of each month, the seed bank holds a work day in the garden, weather permitting, followed by a drop-in seed exchange from 10 to 1. McCammett adds they also offer classes in how to save your own seeds, so that they too can be shared.
You have to know about cross-pollination and what your plant might be crossing with that's also around it. You want to know a little bit about looking for healthy plants. We're always trying to get people to save from as many plants as possible because the larger grouping of plants that you save seeds from, the more likely you get a really good genetic diversity involved. And you just have to understand some basic things, like that we don't save from hybrid plants, but you save from open-pollinated varieties.
This is one of several seed-saving groups around the North Bay. As you'd expect, they all cross-pollinate with each other, collaborating and sharing in the name of biodiversity. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.